We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Drums. Still need air drums in here now. Air drums.
I feel like we should have a mosh pit here.
Yeah. You want to let that breathe, huh?
Perfect, yeah, I did. All right. I know he couldn't help. I know he couldn't.
And of course he doesn't let it breathe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I knew. Here's my favorite part right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, this hour is being brought to you by Cars for Kids, number one charity for car donations. Let's get to the phone calls. We'll get people's reaction to this whole thing with Gayle King. She is taking some serious heat. And she needed Oprah, who's her best, and see if she could bail her out. And guess what? Even Oprah couldn't save her. She's taking more heat. Even OJ is talking about this. OJ came
OJ.
Attacking her.
Hold
OJ
on. Simpson. You missed something. Wait. Whatchamacallit? Oprah talking about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby has a phone in his jail cell. And is tweeting from jail.
He's tweeting to Snoop, isn't he?
Yes.
But still, he's
or
tweeting.
Like Facebook, or whatever the hell he's doing. Yeah, to Snoop. And he's just, you know, it's really stupid. When they brought me to my gated community and placed me inside of my penthouse, they didn't win, nor did they silence me. It's like, dude.
He's
Bill,
a rapist.
Bill,
I mean,
shut
well,
up.
He needs to stay the hell out of this.
Very much attacked. You know, Bill Cosby is texting from, is tweeting from jail, she's not doing well, and feels that she was put in a really terrible position because that interview had already ran.
Somebody got fired.
The rest of
this.
The Cosby stuff that Lou was reading. It's so sad and disappointing that successful black women are being used to tarnish the image and legacy of successful black men. Do you think Bill Cosby is taking this in himself? He's pointing the finger right here. Right?
It's amazing that he...
Are you kidding me?
He needs to stay out of this.
Here's
one.
OJ. OJ Simpson.
The other thing is this Kobe Bryant, Gayle King thing. I'm not the most objective guy when it comes to Gayle King. A few years back on national TV, she made a comment that it was inappropriate for me to be visiting my ex-wife's grave, something that me, my family, and friends on special occasions and birthdays and Christmas and stuff had done for years, and I couldn't understand why it was any of her business and why she would say that on national TV.
Okay, all right, enough. So wait a minute. Hold on. Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson making this about them, right? That's what they're doing. Both of them are making it about them. Are you kidding me?
I love how Bill thinks he was wrongly accused and sent to prison by mistake.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Twitter world.
Like he wants Kim Kardashian to go ask Donald Trump if he can free him.
Okay. Oh, is
a rapist.
Is this unfair to Gayle King?
I'm just saying.
Was she not just doing her job as a journalist, whether she's black, whether she's white? Was she not just doing her job as a journalist? And if you heard the part where she actually asked Lisa Leslie and talked to her, gave her the questions about the rape allegations, were they really that much out of line? Here's Mike in Framingham. Hey, Mike.
How you doing? I don't know why Gayle King's mad at CBS because, first off, obviously she didn't and they didn't expect the backlash. And obviously, what are they going to tease it with? They're not going to tease it with the most cupcake question.
Correct. The rest of it was all positive about Kobe Bryant, and you're right. Unfortunately, Mike, they were looking for something salacious. Right. She's got a gripe with them that she thought she did an interview that was balanced, which she did, and what CBS did to tease it and to promote it was just take the really salacious stuff. Right.
No, if he knew that there was going to be backlash, he wouldn't have asked the question. Okay? So, like I said, she didn't know it, and they didn't know that they were going to get this backlash.
Well, listen, I don't know what she knew or what she expected. I think that she probably thought that she was going to sit there at least and the two of them were going to treat it with respect and have a conversation, you know, and bring it up. And she probably felt like she was qualified to do it respectfully. And I think she felt like she probably did.
I think she did.
When it was all over, I guarantee both of them thought that was very well done. But it doesn't matter how well done it is or how respectful it is. If you bring it up, there'll be some people, obviously, who feel like you should just get rid of it. It should never be brought up again. Wipe it from the history. Can't talk about it. Well, I don't know how you do that.
Here's Ben in Connecticut. Ben.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey.
So I'm going to preface this with I'm not a Kobe fan. I mean, great. He's, like, incredibly talented and everything, so I can appreciate that. But I'm a Celtics fan, first and foremost. And second thing is, I mean, I don't think this my next point applies to black, white, any race. It doesn't matter for me. I do feel bad for the family, and I do feel like every single company and media outlet is harping on this one incident that, I mean, I didn't know if it's true or not. That's only for him to know and the person that...
Can I ask you a question, Ben? How many people have you heard harping on it?
Well, just, I mean, I feel like every time I get on any media, they're talking about him and then they always bring it up.
They do?
I just feel like, I feel like they do. Maybe I'm not catching enough tidbits to know for have a true flavor.
I don't think anybody's bringing it up.
No, you had Bob Costas. You had Christine Brennan.
I mean, two, three people?
That was it. Nobody.
No, not just that, but like all the radio stations are talking about it. So it's constantly like on.
Well, because it's the controversy. You got to understand. Like somebody got fired or suspended, and this thing with Gail King. So, you know, it's when those things happen, it gets big. But there's only two or three instances. There's a lot said. A lot of people sat down and have been talking about Kobe Bryant for the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
It's all been
really, this has only been brought up two or three times. Every time it does, it becomes a big story because of the backlash.
Yeah. Ben,
this isn't getting brought up.
I would say
99.9%
of the stuff that we've heard over the last couple of weeks has been adulation. It's all been praise. It's all been wonderful. It's said, you know, how tragic this is. I mean, but this is part of his life. He addressed it at the time when he had to, right? It's part of his life.
And I think it will be less and less a part of the story the farther apart, farther away you get from his death. I do think it'll be initially, a lot of people were discussing it. Again, Bob Costas, hey, what does this mean? Well, I mean, you know, if you say it in the respectful way, I would say Gail King and Lisa Leslie did. They actually accomplished it in 94 seconds. It wasn't like they went on for 2 minutes, 94 seconds. That was it, and then it's over. Now let's talk about something else.
And then again, is there a time frame? I mean, I thought it was unfair to do it as early as it was done. We know some of the news reports that came out, some of the stuff that was mentioned. You know, within 24 hours, come on, 48 hours, that probably is too much. But 2 weeks out, and you're doing an interview with a friend of Kobe Bryant, and that's not a legitimate question, and I don't think Gail King really pressed the question. I thought she handled it quite well.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here's our buddy Jermaine in East Boston.
Can't resist.
Nope.
Hey, listen, she knew exactly what she was doing. I'm not speaking for all black people, but I am going to speak for the black people on the North Shore. Gail King's black card has been revoked. We are going to put her on the trading block for Demi Lovato because she knew exactly what she was doing when she kept pressing Lisa Leslie saying, well, how do you know what he did when he wasn't around you? She is out of the black community. See you later, Gail King.
So, Jermaine, let me ask you this. So you're telling me that if I'm a black person and I'm interviewing another black person, I cannot ask any pressing questions to that person. But if I'm a white person, I can do it to a black person, or a black person can ask pressing questions that deal with some ugly parts of their lives to a white person, correct?
No, she knew when the Kobe situation, Kobe had talked about this on that show he won an Oscar for called The Muse. He talked about how that he was regretful for it. He was remorseful.
He
apologized to his wife.
He did.
I mean, this is something that he had spoke about time and time again.
So it's fair game. So it's on the table.
It's not fair game.
Yes, it is. It is fair game. You got to stop with this. You can't. If you're a journalist, you're not doing your job.
Hold on.
You hold on. I'll call your show in the morning.
What show? Who's this? Who is this, Jermaine?
If you can't ask, if you're a journalist and you can't ask, is you have to be shamed if you ask tough questions, you're not doing your job, regardless of who it hurts. How are you supposed to do your job?
He was never convicted of it. This was something. She pressed it as if it was something he apologized.
He recognized it. He recognized that it happened, Jermaine. He recognized that it happened. He said it happened.
This was something that she knew what she was doing. Listen,
Explain that.
Hold on.
What do you mean she knew what she was doing?
She knew what she was doing because she knew that this ultimately was going to get people's eyes on, you know, this, it was going to get the people talking, right? So she pressed the issue of, hey, here's what this situation is. Gayle King knew exactly what she was
doing.
She's
a journalist. She's supposed to ask the legitimate questions. That's what a journalist does, whether you're white or black. Here's a good one. Wiggy, here's a good one today.
It's Jermaine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jermaine in East Boston. So Kirk Douglas died yesterday, 103 years old. All right?
Yeah.
The body's not even cold yet. Less than 24 hours. Somebody has already brought up the fact that he might have raped Natalie Wood many years ago. Okay? So should they revoke the white card there? What should they do?
The white card? Right.
What should they do there?
I lost you there.
Kirk Douglas, 103 years old. He died yesterday.
Oh, here we go. Yes.
But they came up with a rape charge, apparently, against Natalie Wood many years ago.
How about Michael Jackson? Do you bring up that stuff?
Well, he was never convicted of it. I mean, when you're talking about it, what Snoop was saying, she's trying to bring down another black male who had passed away tragically in the time of mourning. She instantly went to, well, won't this tarnish his legacy?
But she didn't instantly go to. The interview was like 30 minutes long.
Did you hear the whole interview, Jermaine?
Yes. Snoop was saying, yes, I did. Snoop was saying,
you did.
How come you never brought up Harvey Weinstein? You were hugging and kissing and taking pictures of him.
Everybody was in Hollywood. Everybody was getting jobs from Harvey
Weinstein. Come on. They were all hypocrites out there in Hollywood. Have you heard the whole interview though?
Yes, I have. I have Glenn Ordway. Yes.
So for 94 seconds, where she's asking about something that happened in his life.
That's something she don't need to ask it. She don't need to ask that question.
Then she's not a journalist.
No, she's protecting her class.
She's not a journalist.
She don't have to ask that question.
Then she's not a journalist.
We all know that this happened in 2003, almost 17 years ago. This wasn't something he was convicted for.
But he died, and don't you think it was a big part of his life, though? I mean,
it was a huge part of his life.
Huge.
She knew that it had nothing to do with his legacy, and it wasn't.
That has nothing to do with it. It doesn't have anything.
I just don't think mentioning that and bringing it up and seeing how Lisa Leslie felt about that. Is actually trying to take Kobe down. I don't think he's trying to take Kobe down.
She's trying to throw a black mark on Kobe Bryant and his legacy. Lisa Leslie, she should have dragged her as soon as she said it. Lisa Leslie dragged her right then and there.
So you started everything she deserves. So you tell me, because you started the conversation by saying that you believe that Gayle King's black card should be revoked. You heard about Oprah.
We want Demi Lovato.
You heard about Oprah today, and apparently couldn't save her this morning. So are you telling me, and she's sitting there saying she did nothing wrong. So are you telling me that Oprah's black card is now going to be revoked as well?
Yep, guilty by association. You are who you hang with. So, Oprah, we want your card too. I told you. Well, you can have Gayle and Oprah give us Demi Lovato.
God, do they come to your house and take the cards away? How does that work?
Don't worry about it.
You gotta send them in.
When you're, Listen, Glenn, when you become 116th black, we'll let you know how it is.
We have the best. Thank you.
Appreciate
thanks, Jermaine.
Jermaine in East Boston. Always checking in with us.
Wow.
Okay.
You can take the next one, but I mean, every single person who is a fan and is protective of Kobe feels the same way, and there is no dialogue and there is no change in their mind. Period. You cannot change their mind. It's sacred. Kobe Bryant is sacred. Now, I don't really see the same support with Michael Jackson. And the Harvey Weinstein analogy is pretty bad.
Throw this with Harvey Weinstein? Does anybody out there hear any white people that are supporting Harvey
Nobody
Weinstein?
Nobody is.
Are you supporting Harvey Weinstein?
No.
Are you supporting Harvey Weinstein?
Nobody
the
is.
More I hear about Harvey Weinstein, the more I sit there and say, what hypocrites in Hollywood? I know you wanted jobs and you wanted to get into movies and you wanted to have roles, but you should have dumped this guy. You knew about this guy 20, 30, 35 years ago. You should have called him out.
I don't think that's an attempt to just take Kobe down. I think it's Gail felt like her and Lisa Leslie could have that discussion, which is controversial, and have it in a respectful way, and bring it to light, not make, Kobe's legacy all about that incident, but at least talk about it as part of the history of his life,
I agree.
It is. And I think they did, and it still wasn't enough.
And I don't think why is it that Lisa Leslie didn't seem to be rankled by this when the interview was done? Matter of fact, she was kind of taken back. When she finally get the call from Gail King that people are all pissed off about this. Because she answered the question. She defended Kobe Bryant. She didn't see it
as a
journalist asking her a legitimate journalistic question. Mm. Jonathan's in Brockton. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. I think the issue, LeBron James actually commented on this as well. I don't know if you saw LeBron James' comment. He said, sometimes we're our own worst enemies, referring to Gail King and her trying to ingratiate herself with the white audience by saying, hey, I'm going to attack Kobe. And the thing about it is that when she becomes a hypocrite and where Harvey Weinstein is relevant to the situation, because she's never called him out. She's never called him out, right? So when
I don't know if she has or not, but hold on. I want to get back to what
she has not. She has not.
Hold on. I want to get back to what you.
That's why she did it? To get white people like her?
Yeah, I want to get back to that. Repeat that.
Yeah, it's a thing where if you want to ingratiate yourself and elevate yourself, you have to kind of show that you can attack the black. It's the whole thing that Jason Whitlock does. If you look at Jason Whitlock, his whole point, his whole relevancy is to attack black athletes, to ingratiate yourself with Fox and that, to get him that platform. And so at this point, black community saying, we're tired of it. We're going to call you out and you're buck dancing.
So Jonathan, could it be possibly that Whitlock, and in this case, Gail King, simply don't want to apply race to any of it? So they just want to talk about the individual. I thought the whole idea was color was supposed to be eliminated, and it was about the individual and the person. So this was an event that happened in Kobe Bryant's life. And now you're telling me...
An accusation.
Yeah, right.
Kobe Bryant came in there at 17 years old, right? 20-year career. One accusation.
Yeah.
How many accusations against the president?
She only asked about one.
Against Harvey Weinstein?
No, Gail King. Gail King only asked about one. She only asked Lisa Leslie about one. She didn't sit there and make up that there were others.
About an allegation?
Yes.
She asked about an allegation.
Yes.
An allegation in which prosecutors dropped the case because there wasn't evidence.
And that, Jonathan, why did he apologize?
Allegation where he apologized.
Jonathan, why did he apologize?
Easy. Are you a married man?
Yes.
I'm a married man.
Why do you apologize to the girl?
Because you want to go away. You want to break us out with your wife. You want to go away. If it was a regular Joe, you take it to court and sue for defamation.
He did do something. He admitted to that, so of course he had to apologize.
He paid her off.
He's on his wife.
Yeah. He paid her off.
The apology was basically, I felt it was consensual. Now I know, listening to her, she didn't feel that way. That was the apology.
He had to make it go away. He's in the middle. First, if you recall, he's in the middle of a final, trying to win a championship, trying to reconcile with his wife. You got the money. You know what? Say this, pay off, go away, let me move on. That's what it was. It was like, okay, you want the bag? Here's the bag. Let me try to get my... I don't want this in the news anymore.
I would even say that, even if in his heart of hearts that he felt, no matter what, that he didn't do anything wrong, he felt that it was consensual, he did... Mm-hmm. The tougher thing was to actually, admit that, he was wrong despite of how he really felt. Now, with that... You cannot deny the fact that because it was Kobe Bryant, if it was Luke Walton, nobody would care. But it's Kobe. He's popular. He's, okay, he's an international star.
That. Luke Walton just had an accusation recently, too. It's funny again, you mentioned Luke Walton.
Okay. Nobody cares.
Why'd you bring that up, though?
Because it's Luke Walton. And just nobody cares about Luke Walton.
Hey, Jonathan, I don't know what you're talking about, Gail King on Harvey Weinstein, because I'm looking it up right now. This is from 2017. Although King understands whether or not these endless scandals will prove to be for good game changer or not remains to be seen. She does seem pretty sure certain indefensible tendencies are over forever. I think we're sending a warning signal that this kind of behavior will no longer be tolerated, the CBS anchor said. I would like to think that there will be zero tolerance policy for men and women who engage in this behavior. Yet enacting a zero tolerance policy means more than people quietly rethinking their bad behavior solo. It means calling out offenders when they're right in your midst. That's the only real way to change the culture. I'm reading stuff here and I can read you a lot more. There are more paragraphs here. She's ripping apart Harvey Weinstein. I have no idea where you got that from.
Well, he listened to Jermaine. He heard Jermaine say that.
Jay is in Salem. Hello, Jay.
Hey, first time calling OMS. Thank you guys. I'm a former journalist. My brother is a journalist. It's all about the facts, man. You gotta go after not just the sunshine and rainbows, but the, what's under the rock. And sometimes that's not what people want to hear. I know people are pretty impassioned. I've been listening for the past half hour to people, and I understand. But I think Gail King is solid. I think she did a great job. And I'm just sorry that she's being, dragged under the bus over this, That's about it.
Okay. Here's Roger in Amherst. Hey, Roger.
Roger.
Hello, Roger.
You there?
Roger.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yo,
hello. I'm a black guy. Hi.
What's that?
I listen to you all the time. I'm a black guy.
Oh.
Live in Amherst. I'm old. Whatever Kobe did and whatever Gail King asked about it should be on the record. It is. We all know about it for whatever part we know. She does not have to turn in her black card. I would be disappointed if she did. And if she does, then I hope someone tells me I have to turn mine in, and I'd like to see them try to take it from me.
Ooh.
But what's done is done. He did something, and he apologized for it. And it's his growth from that point on that is what we should be talking about. The girl dad with his wife, work things out. Those are the things that are important. And in fact, those are the things that we should be enlightening. Yes, he made a mistake. And if I'd have been Lisa Leslie and he'd been my friend, that's the way I would have. So tell me what you think. I think I've heard it, but I just wanted to get that in.
Yeah. I think it's pretty bad when Oprah Winfrey, who does not like Oprah Winfrey? When Oprah Winfrey goes on NBC Today and tries to bail out her friend.
She is not doing well.
And gets nowhere.
May I say she is not doing well.
She's crying.
Because she has now death threats and has to now travel with security. And she's feeling very much attacked. Bill Cosby is texting from, is tweeting from jail. She's not doing well.
So she's crying. Doing this on TV this morning, trying to bail out a friend. What did we always say before? When somebody's in real serious trouble, where do you go to get revived?
Oprah.
Go to Oprah. You sit down with Oprah and you cry. And then Oprah asks you the questions, you cry, and then at the end everybody says, oh, he's sorry, okay now. Oprah's going on TV crying on another network to bail out her best friend.
And it's been a blast.
Like that. And it's not working.
I think what Snoop Dogg did was really irresponsible. Was just really just mean, uncalled for.
Before we come get you.
You're going to threaten her?
Well, Jermaine in East Boston took away Oprah's black card, too.
That's different. You're just taking, you're not like threatening to go get him. And that again, just totally
So maybe the death threats are
part
real.
Of it. Maybe they handle it respectfully. And there's nothing wrong with sitting there saying, yeah, this happened. All right, and did it tarnish his legacy? The answer could be no. All right, It was a mistake. He apologized. We don't know much information, but let's look at what he became from it. He became a better father, a better husband. He had three kids that he loved, daughters. You know, I mean, just all of that, business, career, you name it. You take that and start talking about what he has become, but you can't just sit there and say, this never happened, and we need to act like it didn't. And if not, if you talk about it, we're going to come get you.
By the way,
I'm coming to get you.
Gayle King has hired a security force. They are apparently out in front of her apartment today.
Yeah.
Out in front of her apartment, and they have been there apparently around the clock.
Too bad.
Jim is in a car. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Jim.
I agree with Wiggy. This is, granted it's being overblown, but I can understand the reaction. The issue is a lot of people have been accused of rape. Some of those people have been acquitted. Kobe is barely cold. He died tragically. He died with his daughter. People are still processing this. And to have the network emphasize that in what you said is a 30-minute interview, I can understand the reaction.
Okay, so,
it shouldn't be.
So is the network
shouldn't be taken out on Gayle King? But you know, Gayle King's defense, I think, should have been listened to, and it sounds like it wasn't.
All right. So what you're telling me is you think the network is wrong in teasing and promoting the 94 seconds, but you don't agree with Wiggy then?
Because you
Wiggy,
put it more on the network.
Yeah, Wiggy's putting it all on Gayle King, taking her black card away.
Well. Yeah, well, I heard that.
So he's not 100.
He can't have Demi Lovato, by the way. Let's offer him Selena Gomez. to have that be the lead. The thing is, the people who are, you know, great admirers of Kobe, they look at his legacy, they see the acquittal.
But
they don't want.
But I got to ask you, Jim, is it on Gayle King or is it on CBS?
It's on CBS.
Okay, then you don't agree with Wiggy. So sorry, you don't agree with Wiggy. You didn't listen.
A lot of people agree with Wiggy.
It's unbelievable. Wiggy didn't say that. Wiggy is putting it all on Gayle King. He's putting it all on Oprah Winfrey, who went on TV this morning to try to save her friend.
Go to Al in Boston.
Al is in Boston. Hello, Al.
Hey, hi. How you doing, guys?
Good.
I have a question for Lou Maloney.
Yeah.
Since he stated that Kobe Bryant raped a girl. No, he did not.
I did not say that.
He didn't say that.
I never said that.
All right, here we go. All right, but here it is.
No, hold on. I never said that.
It was a rape.
What?
You said he was accused of rape, although the case was dismissed due to the fact that they found her boyfriend's DNA on her underwear.
Hold on.
After she had consensual sex with Kobe Bryant, she went home and slept with her boyfriend, and then went to the hospital. So when they extracted the DNA from her underwear, it matched her boyfriend.
Rob, I'm just wondering, what were the allegations again in that room in Colorado? What were the allegations?
Rape.
Well, how dare you say that he raped her?
But he didn't.
That's
when
what
you
I
rape
said.
Someone, when you rape someone, right?
I just said allegations.
But the allegation, all right.
It was alleged, if those were the allegations, am I wrong?
Because you're stating is that he was convicted of rape.
I never said that. I said allegations. I never said convicted. I said what you're saying.
All right. I'll take it back, Lou. But here it is, though, Lou. She had to walk into his room. He didn't force her to go there. What she was getting into. She knew exactly what she was getting into when she went to her room. Another thing. Put it this way. I'm going to bring it back to President Clinton. President Clinton was claimed to be the first African-American president. You want to know why? Because of what he did, because of what Monica Lewinsky did to him. What? Why guys don't get that? What? You guys don't get special treatment? Why only have to be black guys that get special treatment? Why he has to be the first black president? No, he's not. He's a white man who got a special treatment.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I'm totally confused now.
Wait, what are you talking?
Only black guys get special treatment.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Totally
you took a hard right turn, Al.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be a good call. You're welcome, by the way.
For picking
welcome.
That call?
I said, go to Al.
Yeah, because the call said.
Good instincts.
Call
Lou.
Said,
good
I disagree
instincts.
With Lou. That's what
I
the call said.
I disagree with Lou.
That's what it said. Peter's in a car. Peter.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good,
thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, you know, I guess I feel bad for Gayle King in this situation. You know, this is a CBS issue, not a Gayle King issue. She did her job. You know, the I guess the one thing to me is, you know, the passion of people like Snoop Dogg out there, you know, I respect their passion, but it reminds me a lot of you, Glenn, when you defend Donald Trump. You know, they're just too passionate about people who do bad things.
When do I always defend Donald Trump? When the hell is this coming from?
I got constantly.
Oh, you love Donald Trump, Glenn. You love him.
Okay.
Okay. So what?
All right, Peter. Another good call.
So why did he sexually harass 16 women, Christian?
I mean, you're bringing up a political issue, and it's like everybody's. It always ends up going political.
They have to.
It's Trump
because they can't stick to the subject.
You're talking about. Oh God, go ahead. Talk to Glenn.
How dare you bring up allegations?
Yes,
go ahead, Glenn.
All right. There are allegations,
Peter. You're up. Peter, go.
Peter, there are allegations.
Jeez.
Okay, no, Peter's got nothing. He's got nothing. Bonnie is in the hunt. Hey, Bonnie.
Who? Where?
Bonnie and
Nahant.
Nahant is right off of Lynn.
Now, where's Lynn?
It's a peninsula, Nahant, off of Lynn.
Okay.
What do you mean, where's Lynn?
I don't know where Lynn is.
Lynn?
Nahant.
If I had to go to Lynn from here, how would I get there?
Bonnie, save us.
Glenn knows where it is.
I do.
I listen to your station all the time, but you're three of my favorites. But I am so tired of Wiggy using the race card every time it suits him.
Oh, that was Jermaine. That wasn't Wiggy. Was Jermaine.
Yeah, right. Actually, Jerome. Yeah. And Jerome, and also, he should be ashamed of himself for constantly talking about his black side. He forgets about his white side, that his mother raised him on that side. And I'm just tired of him. And it just isn't. I don't understand his points most of the time. And
same with us. But we love him. He's our guy.
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, I know. But he forgets about his white half. Why can't
he does.
I don't think he does.
I think he embraces both sides.
I never hear the white opinion.
He'll bring it up next week. Maybe he'll bring it up next week.
I never hear the white opinion.
He'll take away somebody's white card next week.
When he talks,
next week,
when he talks hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's true.
Take away the white card.
Side.
Do we even have a Yaba? Come on. All right, 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'd probably try to maybe come up and in here, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, goodbye! That thing is out of here! Adios! Adios! See you later! Goodbye! Oh, the fans are going crazy, Lou! Everybody's slapping hands! They're hugging! They're in so much... Oh, my God! It's like they've never seen this before! And J.A. Happ, what a punk-ass bitch! Trying to throw that cheese to my man, J.D. Martinez! Get that out of here! That was some good-ass right there!
So if you're listening to the Red Sox broadcast on February the 22nd, that would be a Saturday afternoon against Tampa Bay. You're going to hear that, right?
Yeah.
There. That fella right there. His lifelong dream has finally been achieved.
I'm definitely excited.
He is getting an opportunity, Christian Fourier, to sit in the booth and do a Red Sox game. Lou and I will try to help him along. But he's going to be the featured guy.
Yeah, I don't need your help.
We are really going to feature you.
I don't need your help.
We want you to do some play-by-play. Some color.
Yeah, so...
And even if you're in, like, the dugout, or maybe grab a player during the game.
So, really...
Like Darren Austin role.
No, so, okay.
Do some food stuff.
So, I'm going to get dunked on.
Do some food stuff.
Can I wear a white shirt and you guys dunk me with Gatorade?
They don't do Gatorade in spring training. They just leave.
What do you mean?
They just walk away.
So, the announcement is really about me.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Of course it is.
Because you've done this a million times.
I got the
three of us together will be interesting.
Right.
What can go wrong?
Well, we're going to be down there for the show. And they're giving us the opportunity. Apparently, some employees and ex-employees are pissed off because they never get the opportunity to do it. They were willing to do, like, the Northeastern game.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let them do the Northeastern game. But they're letting us do, like, real MLB baseball because it's Tampa Bay Rays. So it'll be Saturday, February 22nd. And the most important element of all of this is to get you to listen to all of this. We're going to give out a huge prize next week.
Shut up.
It's a fabulous trip.
Yeah, and I know where it is.
I can't give you details. Fabulous trip. All right, we've been talking about Gayle King, who is taking incredible heat to the point where her best friend, Oprah Winfrey, went on NBC this morning on the Today Show, crying, pleading, take the heat off of her friend Gayle King, and it ain't working, which is unbelievable. So what Gayle King did is she sat down with Lisa Leslie, a former star in the WNBA, longtime friend of Kobe Bryant's, and she did an extended interview with Kobe Bryant. And what CBS did, and that's who she works for, what CBS did is they took a 94-second clip out of this in which she asked her a couple of questions about the rape allegation, and people went ballistic. Ballistic. And they're all upset. Now, she's upset. She did not show up to work today. Gayle King is pissed off at CBS because she's sitting there going, all you did is feature in the tease and the promo this 94 seconds when I was asking about the rape allegations, and people are all over me, and especially in the black community. But think of and listen to some of the way she phrased it with Lisa Leslie, which I think it really was not real heavy-handed.
Is it even a fair question to talk about it, considering he's no longer with us and that it was resolved? Or is it really part of his history?
I think that the media should be more respectful at this time. It's like if you had questions about it, you've had many years to ask him that. I don't think it's something that we should keep hanging over his legacy. I mean, it went to trial.
Yeah, with the case, it was dismissed because the victim in the case refused to testify. So it was dismissed.
And I think that that's how we should leave it.
I mean, she didn't sit there and follow up and say, well, you know, there were rumors out there that Kobe handed over an awful lot of cash to this woman. I mean, she didn't do that. In that case, she was asking Lisa, is it fair to even bring the topic
even to bring
up.
It up? Is it even fair to even bring it up?
Exactly.
Right. And so Lisa really didn't answer it until the end. She was like, you know, we should just kind of leave it at that. And, you know, I think people should just leave it alone. So in reality, from where I sit, she thinks that it should not be asked, that it isn't fair, that you should leave it alone and it shouldn't be part of the discussion. And that's fine. I think you'll find it's 50-50. Some people think, listen, I'm a huge fan of Kobe. I'm a huge fan of the Lakers. And I think that, unfortunately, it's part of the discussion, but briefly. But it, to me, it doesn't, you know, describe who he is now and his death at all. So, can we get a lawyer's opinion?
We have a lawyer, Dan in Walpole. It's Lawyer Dan.
Hey, Lawyer Dan.
Hello.
Dan.
How are you?
Hello, boy. I'm good. How are you?
What's up?
So, lots of misconceptions out there about the case and what happened. I think Gayle King's question was completely innocuous. You know, it was just a fair question, and it was a respectful question. And obviously, there's just a rush to jump all over her, particularly from the African American community. That's a very deep discussion, right?
So what's the misconception about the Kobe trial?
Okay. So, I've heard somebody say, just like Gayle King, who was she interviewing? I forget.
Lisa Leslie.
So Lisa said that it went to trial. Well, correctly, Gayle King corrected that and said, no, it didn't go to trial. It was dismissed because she wouldn't testify. So there's a lot of misconceptions. A caller a little while ago said, the DNA evidence proved that the victim or the alleged victim had sex with her boyfriend after this incident. That's not true. There was DNA evidence in the victim's underwear that showed that her boyfriend, that she had likely had sex with her boyfriend 20 hours surrounding this incident. So it easily, it could have been that morning prior to the incident. And so if people would simply read the police report, which is out there,
they don't want to do
public record.
Dan, they don't want to do that.
No.
You know what's happening. They don't want to do that. So some people are looking at it and they say, this is off base. Too soon, off base. I think some people, it's not a matter of too soon. It should never be brought up. But I think what Gayle King did as a journalist was fair. And the problem is she's taking an awful lot of heat. Awful lot of heat. And it's not going away.
You're absolutely right, Glenn. I completely agree with that. No one knows what happened between those two. But there's certainly evidence, you know, it was on the eve of trial. They were going to trial on it. So obviously something occurred, whether the family and she didn't want to go through it, whether there was a big payoff. As Lou pointed out before, he came out with a statement that said clearly she didn't believe this was consensual. You know, the prosecutors had pictures of bruising around her neck from this. So,
but they don't care about that. And thanks for the phone call, Dan. They don't want to hear any of that stuff. And I don't think anybody wants to go back and try to litigate the trial. There wasn't a trial, obviously. He just said that. Litigate the whole story all over again. The question is it part of his history? Should it be brought up? Certainly in the first 24 or 48 hours, I jumped on the bandwagon when people were doing that and saying, come on. Give a little space here. This has been a couple weeks now.
Yep.
Okay, we've gone through the mourning process. There's been a lot of wonderful things said about Kobe Bryant, and rightfully so. But when you're talking about the guy from here on in, should this not be part of it? Is it not part of the entire obit? It is. Unfortunately, it is. Everything you
it
do
can
in
be
life
a, it,
is
it
part
can be
of
a
it.
Footnote.
It is. It shouldn't be the lead.
No,
there's no question.
It
shouldn't
footnote,
be the lead.
Though.
And she didn't have it as the lead. And I think we're... And I thought originally that she was going to, that it was unfair the way CBS promoted it. And we know why CBS promotes it that way. They want to tease you and say, oh my God, we got unbelievable stuff, nasty stuff on Kobe. But that's what they were doing. She immediately came out and lashed out at the network because she said, no, I did a normal, regular interview. But it's irrelevant. It's not the tease that CBS put out there that are pissing people off. It's the fact that she even delved into the subject matter.
Right.
That's what's getting them pissed off. Let me go to Alex in Haverhill. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Alex.
Good. There was a person that called in earlier that talked about Wiggy using the race car whenever it's convenient, and I frankly could not agree more. As a massive Celtics fan, I mean, Kobe was our rival for a long time, but you had to respect his talent. But at the same time, I don't blame Gayle King at all for bringing that up, especially because you guys said it was 94 seconds of a half hour. I could definitely see the criticism if she spent the majority of the half hour, if not all of it, talking about this allegation, because that's what it was. Whether it happened or not, you know, it's an allegation. She spent 94 seconds, and like you guys said, the way she brought it up was actually very respectful, and the way Lisa Leslie answered it, I also thought, was a great point as well.
Yeah.
And one last point I got to make, that guy, the DNA boyfriend guy, one thing he said just really rubbed me the wrong way. And if you're assuming that every time a woman enters a room with a male, that it's just assumed, if you guys know what I'm talking about, well, that's how allegations start. And that is all I have to say.
So are people from here on in journalists? So if you're a black journalist or you're a white journalist, are you going to feel any pressure in any way that if you're a black journalist and you're interviewing somebody in the black, do you stay away from it? Is it the third?
Snoop will come
third
send his dogs after you.
Because if you go back and look at Harvey Weinstein, we can do this right now, and you go back and look at the old clips of the Academy Awards, do you know how Hollywood treated that guy like he was the king of Hollywood? They addressed him with unbelievable respect. When you go back and you look at YouTube and you see some of the old things back and forth with huge stars, Hollywood stars, and the way they treated Harvey Weinstein. And now that we know everything that he did in his life, are we supposed to ignore it? Are white people supposed to just ignore that? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think the biggest, like people like Oprah had a relationship with him. The biggest accusations was that she knew. Like, a lot of people knew what this guy was.
I think that's true.
And allowed that stuff to go on,
I think
right?
That's true.
That's but that guy's absolutely right. That one call that just was going crazy. That whole feeling when you say, like, oh, please, What did she expect to happen?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's like, that's so, I mean, people sit, their easy response is, well, I don't think she expected or
to be forced into something that she didn't want to do.
It's ridiculous.
Now, if you, I mean, so, no, I don't think there's,
I mean, not that situation, but any girl, you know, use that for any girl. Well, I mean, a couple of drinks, hung out with the guy, what you think was going to happen, you know,
maybe she, yeah, I'm not even.
All right, Evan is in New Hampshire. Next up here in EEI. Hey, Evan.
Hey, guys. I'm just calling in to say I think both sides are really kind of wrong in this discussion. You know, I think that to some people, and the people especially, I'm glad I'm following the lawyer because the people who have read the reports know that, you know, a lot of this doesn't look so great. But, you know, for Gail King, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be brought up when you're interviewing people that were close to him. You know, for the community, I can see how it would be kind of a frustrating thing to have to hear immediately, you know? So I think that both sides are really coming at each other too hard over this. And some people should be allowed to step back from the Kobe thing and say, hey, I didn't really like the guy that much. I think that this happened. And other people should be allowed to say, hey, you know, maybe not in our discussions in our space right now.
I think she
That's
liked
just
him.
How I feel about it.
I think she liked him. My understanding is that Gail King liked him and knew him, liked him. So you tell me, as a journalist, she's not supposed to ask the question when she's doing an interview with a close friend of Kobe. She talks about what he did for the WNBA. She's talking about all this other stuff that she shouldn't ask that question.
Well, I mean, I see the frustration in somebody watching that who's, you know, really upset and mourning Kobe and kind of hoping that's not going to come up. But, I mean, to come at her so hard over it, you know, and say, oh, she's hurting the community, she's doing this, she's doing that, she's creating all these problems. No, I think it is a fair question to ask for some people. And I think that it's fine to be disappointed when you're watching it and be frustrated and but to tear her down as a journalist and say, oh, my gosh, you know, she's doing all this damage, I don't think that that's right either.
All right. Thank you, Evan. So now it's time for the lock for the week. Nice little transition there. Brought to you by Craftmaster Hardware, security hardware, and locksmith supplies for your business at craftmasterhardware.com. I thought the NFL season was over, but Lou says he's got a lock of the week.
I do. I tell you what, Sunday, 5 p.m., I want everybody to turn on ESPN.
Sunday?
Yes. The Dallas Renegades are home against the St. Louis Battlehawks. Now, Dallas is the favorite to win the XFL at plus 300. This game started at minus 7.
Are you serious?
It's jumped to 9.5. Dallas is one of the best teams in the XFL, and St. Louis is one of the worst.
How do we know they haven't played yet? They haven't
Landry
played a game.
Jones is the quarterback for Dallas. I'm telling you, this team, Cameron Artis Pine, the guy used to be in Carolina.
How do you know they're
Dallas
the best?
Dallas is loaded. They are much better. The St. Louis, they're going to win by two scores easy. Easy. Sunday at 5 p.m. on ESPN.
Are you actually picking an XFL?
He is.
Yes. Dallas Stars.
Are you kidding me?
The lock of the week doesn't have
St.
to be
Louis Renegades.
Football, right? I mean,
give the 9.5 and thank me on Monday. Sunday at 5 p.m.
Oh, my God. Coney Ealy. Marquette King. I'm looking at these players, guys to watch. These are the stars of the league. I looked at the quarterbacks. I didn't recognize any
Landry
of the
Jones.
Names. Oh, there you go.
Who is that?
Yeah. Oklahoma.
Hey, Landry Jones.
Please.
He's quarterback of the Dallas.
Please. This league will die a quick death.
Renegades. 9.5.
That's the lock of the week.
It is.
The lock of the week is that the XFL will die. It will not make it past the first
year. It's America's game.
Dead.
Football.
D-E-D. Dead. Good night. All right, we're going to take a break?
Yes, sir.
All right, we get last call. Next.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.org. I don't normally do this, but I'm just changing something quickly here on Last Call. Why? Because during the break, Lou was reading us a story. I love it. Don't you love it when Uncle Lou reads us a story?
Stories.
And he's reading out of the Wall Street Journal because they have an explosive story right now that seems to show an evidence that Rob Manfred, Jeff Lunau, knew all about a cheating system before 2017 in 2016, which would place it well before Alex Cora got there. And I asked the question again, why did Cora get fired?
So
suck on it.
They came up with this system called Codebreaker in 2016. There's also in this, and it's a paywall, so I just saw a piece of it, that apparently 11 days before Manfred came out with this, you know, the suspensions and everything in his presentation, that he had sent an email to Luhnow saying there's sufficient evidence that says that you knew exactly what was going on.
Wow.
However, I think in that 9-page report, he actually said Luhnow didn't know anything about it. He was guilty because he didn't communicate, and he's the GM. I think that's, and 2016 is when an Excel-based application program with algorithms that could decode opposing catcher signs called, quote, Codebreaker. Wow.
And Alex Cora got there in 2017. So
wow. Then Jared Diamond has it in Wall Street Journal. I think it makes the commissioner look awful.
Yes.
I mean, did Luhnow know or not? Because he's got an email saying that you accuse him of knowing, and then you come out in the presentation and say he didn't know. That's not a good look.
No, it's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Alex, last year, Cora. Huh.
We'll get to Mark C. James in a second. Oh, by the way, update on the Masked Singer that was on last night?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the story?
It was part two of Group A.
The white one,
Gronk,
Tiger?
Gronk survived. Gronk is the White Tiger.
White
he survived
tiger.
Week one. He was back at it. Five people. One person gets voted off. He was back at it. And he's saying, good vibrations. You tell me. Now he's masked. He's in a White Tiger. Can you tell who this guy is? I think we already know.
Yo, it's about that time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme. I'm going to get mine, so get yours. I want to see sweat coming out the court. I'm the host, tip just how we swinging this. Strictly a hip-hop, boy, I'm singing this. Bringing this to the entire nation. Black, white, red, stripe, feel the vibration.
All right, so that's the White Tiger. So then they go to the judges, and you know, whatever. But they go to Robin Thicke right away, and he talks about what his performance was like.
Your energy is so infectious. It just lifts the whole room up, you know. You could have muted the song, and it still would have been an incredibly entertaining performance.
You could have muted the song on a show about singing.
Jeez.
Ken John laughing in the background.
Okay, I just want to say, I'm here for you. I'm here for the big C.
Oh!
Huh? Conviction.
I thought it was something else.
Yes.
There you go. Yes.
White Tiger, what are you voted most likely to do?
I was voted most likely to go to the mat for a friend, and I did, literally.
You went to the mat for a friend?
Yes.
We were told that the characters on the show had a combined 9 Super Bowl appearances. And we had 4 score in 7 years was one of the clues from the previous package.
Oh, that's right.
And I think that that means 4 Super Bowl appearances in 7 years. And now it could be 2 people. There's Charles Haley, who's been to 5 Super Bowls, who was a 49er and a Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Or last time, Jamie guessed Rob Gronkowski also.
I think Robin could be right. I think it could be Gronkowski.
So on this show, don't they have the opportunity to sit there and say, I know who it is?
No, but nobody wants him off.
They guess.
So the thing is fixed.
So it doesn't matter.
They all know
who
it is.
He didn't lose. Drew Carey lost. He's on next week. He'll get eliminated next week. Yeah. But
so they know they're going to keep him on forever.
To the entire nation. Black, white, red, stripe, feel the vibration.
So Mark James last night, he couldn't deal with the Green Teamers any longer, and he just freaked out. And he got to the point last night where apparently he feels very secure in his job. Because apparently management loves him. The callers apparently in the audience hates him, and he doesn't care.
I agree with the texter. Nobody wants to hear someone bleep all over our players, GMs, and coaches for 3 hours, turning off the rail. I said this the other night. The only bigger losers than the people who go to Truck Day at Fenway Park are the people who text in the text line to everybody out there. I do not care. You got to understand this. I don't know how many times I have to go over this with you freaking humanoids.
Humanoids.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I don't. Hmm? And here's another news flash, geniuses, you Mensa scholars. I don't care what you think. I don't. If you're going to text in the line, I'm change the goddamn channel. I don't care. I don't care. I'm literally telling you, change the channel. I don't care. My direct deposit goes through every other Friday. Okay? It doesn't matter. We're good. My bosses love the show.
Uh-oh.
It's great. I don't care. Like, I literally don't care. So if you want to get star for attention, buy a hooker, because that's the only way you'll ever get a girl. So if you want some attention, go and buy a hooker. Literally. You probably need one, because you're probably the only girl that you'll ever, female you'll ever kiss besides your mother.
Jesus.
Jeez. He went crazy last night. Can I just offer some advice?
Yeah, sounds like he doesn't care, James.
I'm going to bring Mutt in on this one, because I think Mutt can recognize this. You think the bosses love you. They tell you they love you. You're a fool if you believe that the bosses love you, Mark. You're crazy.
I heard that last, like, late June,
we
early
love you
July.
In the morning,
boy,
Mutt.
I love
we
you,
Mutt.
You and Jerry
Mutt.
Are
You're
excellent.
Great.
The show's going great. You guys terrific. Are terrific. And then I got a call, and then I'm all right before Mark James. I'm believing for Mark James tonight.
Well,
he's been angry this week. Now, but the thing is, it's not – so the texters that love him, it's okay. Then he reads those. But the ones who don't like him – they're the ones he's mad at.
Freaking
so it's
not, humanoids.
No, he doesn't care about the mean texts. He likes the good texts. He reads those all the time. He listens to the first 30 minutes of his show every night. He loves the nice texts.
If you keep telling your listeners to stop listening and change the channel, your bosses won't like you much longer.
That line, when I hear people say it, especially in this place, oh, the bosses love me. Oh, they tell me all the time. They're lying.
It's a nice thing about being at night. Now the bosses don't listen. So it's like, okay,
that's a good
thing. Don't do what you want.
That's a good
thing. And then 6 o'clock come around. Like, no, we're good for the day.
Bosses love the show.
Going on here?
What do you got tonight, Mutt?
So Lou just mentioned it. This, we will talk about it early on. This Wall Street Journal story is unbelievable.
Unreal.
The Astros, for the record, were cheating at home and on the road.
Right.
Wow.
They were using Excel spreadsheets, Excel-based apps to cheat during the games, live it was is happening. The Cora part is they then took it to how do we get the information to the players. That was Cora's part.
Oh, that was his mastermind.
But someone behind the scenes is doing it, and Lou now knew about it. So we'll talk about that. And question off the top.
And I think
people.
Manfred knew that Lou now knew.
Oh, Manfred knew. And this is, so when they come out with the Red Sox penalty, is anyone going to believe what Major League Baseball says now?
No.
I'm not going to. They were cheating.
Bring back Cora.
I heard this
today. And Cora's taking heat, though. He's
a mastermind, even though it started in 16.
Even though it was an Excel spreadsheet from the year before.
Yeah.
We will talk about that. And as regards to Mookie Betts, it's not done yet. So do people, if they could void the trade and bring Mookie back, would they bring Mookie back? The fans want it, Glenn.
It's not happening.
Courtney Fallon is here for Fallon Friday. A lot to get to in a couple minutes. Do not go on. I love my listeners. I'm telling you now, I need you. I need you to listen and tell a friend and tell another friend. Please listen. Please text. Please tweet. Please, please, please. My kids need to eat.
You
missing at 6
dollars?
O'clock.
Sounds desperate.
Please listen. I don't care. Please listen.
I'll leave it on all night.
Have a great weekend. Mud at Night coming up next. We'll catch you Monday.
It's over. We suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.